I would like stay up all night and use and try to sleep all day. I thought it was just because, you know, like, oh, it's the chemicals I'm using, they're going to keep me up all night, but it was really a lot of like self-image and self-esteem issues and just being ashamed of showing my face outside in public, you know. Didn't want to see the light of day, didn't want to see the normal people that were going about their business and the daily grind. Had nothing to sell, had nothing to give, just, I was really taking everything, trying to fill the void inside me with drugs and anything I could, really.
This is the Helping Up Podcast, all about addiction, recovery, and grace. I'm Vic King, chaplain at Helping Up Mission, and today, Wes Raven. Wes is in quite a different place than he was in the days you just heard him describe, and where he used to be a hindrance, he's now a help. He's having a better relationship with his family. He's learning new ways to live in confidence and freedom. We hope you enjoy his story.
So you were born where?
Baltimore, Maryland, Sinai Hospital.
Sinai, okay.
I'm the oldest. I have one younger sister.
Okay, so born in Baltimore, grew up in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Went to what high school?
Mount St. Joseph, West Baltimore.
Graduated?
2001.
That's a private school?
Private Catholic school,
private
correct.
Private Catholic school.
We went to church fairly regularly when I was younger. Then we just kind of did the Easter and Christmas thing, I believe.
Yep. But they wanted you in that school for?
You know, it has a good reputation. You know, it didn't seem a lot of fun, not being any girls there and, you know, the curriculum they had. But, you know, when I came out, I seemed to be pretty smart and fairly educated. And a lot of the other subjects that my friends seemed to be struggling at, I just kind of took to like it wasn't a problem. So while I was there, I probably didn't enjoy everything about it. But after graduating, I really appreciate having the opportunity to go somewhere like that.
Yeah. After graduation from high school, what'd you do?
I went right to Towson University. The first few semesters I lived on campus.
All right.
And then I did get in trouble and I got kicked out, expelled the first time.
Which year, which semester?
It was probably like my sophomore semester, second sophomore semester.
Okay. All right. So that would have related to chemicals.
Yeah.
So where did the chemicals start in your story?
Probably in high school. I think I actually, the first substance I ever did was like the ADD medication, the Ritalin and the Adderall and stuff like that.
You didn't have it, but that was one of the drugs of choice there on the campus.
And absolutely.
So you started there, then you went to?
Smoking marijuana and then going to like the, you know, the hallucinogens. And
by what point in your life would you say you would become an addict?
Oh, definitely probably like the second semester in college.
So you started younger. Were you a weekend warrior, a regular user?
Started getting involved with the OxyContin pills. And I think at first it probably started off like an every other day kind of thing. And then once you realize, you know, how it can make you feel and how it makes you feel when you don't have it, you pretty much need it every day. And then, you know, legal things came into play. Had to stop for a while, but could never really stay stopped.
Yeah.
My roommate and I were selling marijuana out of the dorms.
They frown on that in college.
Yeah. Local police found out about it and did a little dorm raid on us.
When you got kicked out, did you go live back at home?
Yes, I believe I did. Moved back with mom for a little while. You know, probably stayed clean for a little while, but, you know, just found a little dead-end job and spent all my money on chemicals and just going out. I actually, you know, just kind of looked into some things and asked Towson University if I could return. They said I could.
That was the next semester, so it was like
4 years in between.
Okay, so a good bit of time. So that dead-end job or jobs.
Yeah, jobs.
That just continued.
Yeah.
Still living at home, or did you finally have to move out?
The mom kicked me out for the first time.
That was the first.
Yeah. I ended up getting moved into a house with a friend of mine in the city. And still continued using and was also heavily involved in selling drugs too. The range of substances definitely increased. More frequent use, it just kind of used just to pass the time. Also sold drugs because it made people need me in their lives. Always had trouble making friends on my own, so I figure, you know, hey, if I sell addictive substances, They got to be my friend.
I always have friends.
Oh, yeah.
Until the money runs out.
Yeah.
So you were selling out of the dorm, but that was small time.
Yeah.
You really got into much bigger selling.
Yeah.
More arrests during that 4 years before you went back to Towson?
Just one arrest that ended up, you know, the house in the city getting raided. Spent the weekend in central booking. As a result of that, got out. Still needed to use, you know. Still wasn't enough consequences for me, really. Had to move out of the place that got raided, move back into mom's. Just found jobs to work and continued to spiral downward. More spiritual decay and just feeling tired with life.
Tired with life at age?
Between 26, 28.
So just tired of life, 26, 28, just so done with this world.
At that age, yeah, you really should be experiencing life all you could. And just had enough, you know.
Yeah. So at that point, you decided to apply back to the school to see if they would accept you in again.
Right. Well, yeah, after my house being raided, my city house being raided, for some reason, Towson found out about it. And I guess they said, yeah, well, we're kicking you out again. Found more jobs to work. Ended up living in a house near my mom's house, pretty much down the street, with a married couple and their two children. The married couple were using, and rent was cheap, so I could get by, find a cheap job, pay my cheap rent, and use every day. And
you weren't really selling at that point.
No, I was just, I had nothing to sell, had nothing to give. Just, I was really taking everything, trying to fill the void inside me with drugs and anything I could, really.
Yeah. And as you look back, did you know then there was, I got this really void and I'm just trying to fill it? You knew it. You could feel it.
Yeah, I could feel it.
You knew.
I continued to look back into returning to Towson. Found out I could come back. Even though those were like the worst days of my using, like started to get into IV drug use and everything and beyond daily use, I went back to Towson, still managed to get good grades despite using exorbitant amount of chemicals. Still got good grades, graduated, got my bachelor's degree in environmental science from Towson University. Still living at this house, you know, kind of a dump. We were stealing from each other. You know, sleeping in the basement with mold and everything.
No water among thieves, huh?
No, really not. And I would, like, stay up all night and use and try to sleep all day. I thought it was just because, you know, like, oh, it's the chemicals I'm using. They're going to keep me up all night. But it was really a lot of, like, self-image and self-esteem issues and just being ashamed of showing my face outside in public, you know. Didn't want to see the light of day. Didn't want to see the normal people that were going about their business and the daily grind.
When did you recognize? That's a wonderful insight about yourself. When did you recognize that?
Actually, after getting clean.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, oh no, I was just doing uppers and everything. You stay up all night and you sleep all day. But, you know, I would stay up until the birds started chirping and I would get mad at the birds and sleep all day and wake up with just enough time in the day to go get more and stay up all night again.
Interesting. So now that you have your degree, did we just continue in that cycle, or did you try to do something more with your life?
Yeah.
Still nothing.
Still nothing. I mean, yeah, of course it was an accomplishment. Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody tells me, oh, well, you should be proud of it, man. You got a college degree, man. There's people out there that can't finish high school and this and that. But I didn't really see it like that. I mean, I haven't really done anything with it yet, you know.
Yeah.
Just got delivery jobs, you know, from a pizza place like right across the street from where I was staying. And eventually, I mean, ran out of money, steal from my mom, you know, break in while she was asleep, and go through her purse, return her car before she woke up. I don't think I realize until now how much, you know, I've squandered, you know, through all the years just being selfish and, you know, serving my own desires.
So at what age did you get to Helping at Mission?
32.
And how did you get here?
Well, I guess the day before I decided to come here, I came over to mom's house. I didn't break in. I asked if I could come over and everything just to get away from, you know, the craziness at my using house and, you know, realized I couldn't steal anything. So basically I just started begging mom for $20 and she said, well, why don't you get some help? You know, and I was like, oh, I don't have medical insurance. I can't do this. And my sister was dating a guy who was here and is back here now after relapsing.
Interesting.
He told me to deal with the place. You know, it's a year-long program. You know, they do give you some freedom, but you got to want it. And I kind of just decided to spend the night in mom's basement and wake up the next morning still miserable, but looking for something else. In the back of my mind, I was like, well, you know, there's a laptop upstairs. You know, it's everybody's asleep. We could make one more run, man. There's ways and means, but, you know, I mean, lying and cheating, stealing was – I was only going to lie and cheat myself if I continued to do it, so.
And you understood that?
I really
did. You were miserable?
Yeah.
So the next morning then, did you come to home?
I did.
Mom dropped me off.
Right. I still had some paraphernalia on me when I was filling out the paperwork, and I just decided to throw it in the trash can right out there in the lobby and started my journey here.
So when you showed up, what was your first feelings and thoughts? First people you met, walked in the door, what did it feel like for you?
I mean, I was definitely still in a fog at the time, yeah. But, you know, I was ready to surrender. I mean, it seemed like a cool place. Everybody was real friendly. You know, whatever I asked for within means, you know, people would go out of their way to help provide for me. Slept all day, couldn't sleep at night. And I actually slept through the graduation where I was supposed to get my C badge. The big old Rashid standing next to my bunk saying, hey, you missed getting your badge. Huh? I'm coming.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. I didn't remember that. So, As I remember back, I kind of could see there was a point where you just sort of chilled out and were able to relax.
Yeah.
That settling in process, it involved what on your side, inside of you and in your life? What helped you settle in?
It helped me settle in? Making regular class attendance, grudgingly waking up for work therapy and at least trying to do the best I could do. You know, you said before, you don't have to have a great attitude about it. Just get up and do it, you know? And it really has gotten a lot easier. I mean, as somebody that would try to go to sleep before the birds wake up, it's now my work therapy to wake up with the birds and go clean up cigarette butts on East Baltimore Street. And I'm out there dancing around with my music going on, just having a blast, you know?
Say a word about work therapy. Your initial work therapy was?
Started off in just the third floor bathrooms, scrubbing the toilets and the showers and everything.
How did you handle that?
I mean, it wasn't fun or anything. Just I kind of saw it as well. If, you know, it's not the bathroom that I use, but I would want a clean bathroom to use. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's try to do a good job, you know?
You didn't say, did you say, I'm a college graduate, I shouldn't be cleaning toilets?
Of course. I mean, in my mind, of course. Right. Like, oh, yeah. This is what a college degree gets you? Yeah. But, you know, I just find stuff to relate it to, you know?
And then when did you get the outside gig?
After cleaning the bathrooms in this building for probably 3 months.
And you seem, when I see you, you're just getting right to it and usually have a smile on your face and doing all right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what else have you availed yourself of? The work therapy had some real value. You said classes were important for you. What else about home has really been helping you and good for you?
Really the sense of community that they have here. I mean, I've never experienced anything like it. I mean, the mental health coordination they have going on is great. You know, I can be honest with my counselor, tell them whatever's going on with me inside or issues that my family's having that, you know, I would like to help or, you know, offer aid or advice to someone. It's just like, you know, good guidance on anything I'd like to do in my life.
So you've really availed yourself of that. When you go into those meetings, you really do talk about things that really are important to you at that point.
I mean, at this phase, I could, you know, ask to discontinue seeing my counselor, but just seeing them's help, you know. Whatever I have, I get off my chest. If it's something like life-threatening, just dragging me down, or even if it's just, you know, something small that, you know, I'd like to talk about, or, you know, just an issue or whatever's going on, I can just get it out.
So, well, that's really great to hear how well that's worked for you. One of the big things that you've done, and every guy here, that generally there needs to be something about what they do here that's really meaningful. And early on, you plugged into the choir.
Yeah. I think I joined a little bit after I got into Alpha Phase. I remember wanting to join the choir back in Seed Phase, but something just kind of held me back, thinking, oh, my voice not good enough. They can all sing better than me, or I might not like it. And I mean, I really loved it.
Did you sing in choir in high school?
Nope. I sang in a rock cover band back when I was in high school with some buddies.
Watching you, it just seemed like it was who you are.
Yeah.
You were in your element.
Just finding some purpose, helping to realize that we need to trust God and, just do the best we can. But, I love getting up there, I've always, been a introvert, never really felt like my skills would be enough to be put on a showcase. But yeah, I love getting up there and just showing off my moves. And
and you led once or twice.
Yeah. The once when neither one of them was going to make it, they had me conduct.
Had you conduct as well as sing some solo parts.
Right. And just to be seen he should be able to handle that responsibility. I really get a lot out of that too. Just realizing that people see more in me than I can see in myself sometimes.
And that's how you feel about it with the music.
Yeah.
I'm up there enjoying myself, expressing myself to God.
And, I don't have the best singing voice. It's okay. There's lots of people that, can hit notes different than me, but that's not really what it's about. It's not a talent showcase. Yes. We're just up there singing about God and, how we can change our lives around. And
you look like you're not only singing about God, but you look like you're singing to God a lot when I watch you.
Yeah, that's true.
It seems like you're kind of lost in it with you and God, and it looks like you don't really care if anybody else is watching.
That's
true. I watch you.
That's true.
That's what I see. All right, so where do you go from here?
Well,
what are you thinking?
I'm still technically kind of behind on the whole employment thing, especially from my point of view. Felonies on paper are different than just, I've done a lot of bad things. They're through DOT and everything, but I'm trying not to let that discourage me and continue seeking employment. Definitely finding a good job is, on the top of the lineup. I would love to put my degree to use, something in the environmental field or, botanical studies or,
So apparently, God's got a different plan. He gave it a good try.
I did.
And for some reason, there's something else going on here. And you don't seem to be in a terrible rush. Seem to be able to take it one day at a time and appreciate what you have today. Make the most of it. And that sets you up for success.
Yeah.
Now, say a little bit about Mom. Mom came one day when you were phasing up, and I got to meet her. Just say a little bit about your relationship with her before you got here and now.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't completely out of her life, She was definitely holding on to hope that, I would change and kind of realize some things. Before I came here, I knew right from wrong. I know I shouldn't be stealing from Mom and breaking in, but I did it anyway because, I felt like I needed to. But she's definitely seen some changes in me. And whereas, not long ago, I was the cause of a lot of the strife in her and her family's life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm now called upon to mediate other problems that she has with other individuals. And I can take her to her medical appointments and, I can listen to her. We can talk and just sit down and work through our issues. And just being able to watch my little niece grow up and babysit her once a week. I'm actually going there after I can leave here to help Mom babysit. I mean, it's just a joy in all of our lives just to be back among family and be a help where I was once a big hindrance.
Yeah. So real family life had been out the door for quite a while.
Yeah, something real was not really there. I mean, I would show up, ask for money, or just kind of hang around, leech off people. But now, I mean, I'm asked to uplift and, just be a lot better. I mean, I feel immensely better from, how I have been feeling. I've always had self-image, self-esteem issues, never thought, just always felt like I was less than, but, I mean, I've really not only felt reasons to, but just ways to go about believing in myself and helping myself through helping others. I haven't really tried to make any concrete plans, I'm kind of open to whatever God or the universe has set in place for me, I got to realize that there is a plan. As you say, sometimes, we might not like the plan at all. Sometimes it's downright sad to have the plan that we have, but, I mean, it's our plan, and we got to follow it.
but you're comfortable with where you are right now.
I really am.
I'm
yeah.
a couple months from graduation, yeah. but I'm not in a big rush.
No.
I don't need to be in a big rush.
No, I'm still totally broke, you know, no
yeah.
car. I got a bus pass, and it's not fun having no money, but
no.
I don't have crazy bills to catch up with or people chasing me down to pay them back. I can really just take this time to figure out what's best for me and, you know, set things in motion.
So this is going to go on our newsletter that goes to people that already know us. If you wanted to say something to them first about Helping Up Mission, what would you want to say?
I mean, it saved my life. I think it can work wonders in anybody's life, even if they don't think it can.
Yeah. What would you like to say to the people? What would you like to say to all those that have supported you and us here at Helping Up Mission?
Thanks for your support, and thanks for showing me that God loves me.
Yeah. Nice. All right, well, Wes.
I can say this. I really like the way you kind of like teach your class, you know. I can tell you got to like cast a wide net to, you know, all the different backgrounds that come to your class. But I've noticed you like sprinkle in some intellectual and like cultural knowledge when I'm in there. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, and you know, now that you mentioned that, I think it can't just be spiritual Bible stuff. It can't just be recovery stuff. I really do want to get intellect stimulated.
Right.
And
right.
it works better for some guys than others. And I remember in those early days, clearly you gravitated. You lit up when I challenged your mind and
right.
your remembrance about history or just the use of words and
Absolutely.
English language and etymology of words. I remember you always used to brighten up when we would do that. Now, just so you know, being in the newsletter is not the same as the curse of Sports Illustrated. You know the curse of Sports Illustrated?
Not exactly.
Once you make the cover of Sports Illustrated, your career's over, something very bad will happen to you. I just want you to know that's not the same with the Helping Up Mission newsletter.
Okay.
So this is not the, okay, I've reached the pinnacle and now it's downhill. This is just on the way up to being more and more the guy you're supposed to be.
Sure.
We're really proud of you, really happy for you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah.